Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. MSNBC's slanted coverage of the Rittenhouse trial spilled over onto the opinion page of the New York Times, where former state and federal prosecutor and current NBC/MSNBC legal analyst Tali Farhadian Weinstein has weighed in with an unhinged screed against self-defense and the Second Amendment that's so over the top. Well, it's just simply hard to imagine. According to Weinstein, the fact that a jury found Rittenhouse not guilty of all charges filed against him in the shootings of Joseph Rosenbaum, Anthony Huber, and Gage Grosskreutz is evidence that the laws surrounding self-defense simply aren't compatible with a country that recognizes the right to keep and bear arms. So you can't have one with the other. You're not allowed to have one with the other. A claim of self-defense when you're caught on tape shooting people, as Mr. Rittenhouse was, is predictable. And this case was never a whodunit at all. Instead, Mr. Rittenhouse's team had explained why he's shooting three people, killing two of them, were not crimes. And what put him in imminent danger, serious enough to justify his use of deadly force, according to Mr. Rittenhouse, was the presence of his own gun. Recalling the final moment of his decision to fire at Joseph Rosenbaum, Mr. Rittenhouse testified, "I remember Rosenbaum's hand on the barrel of my gun." Now, prosecutors prosecute people that do this all the time. It'll be an argument between a subject during an investigation, and they're interacting with a police officer, and the police officer shoots and kills this unarmed person because they're grabbing for the gun. In those cases, the officers cite their fear that their own weapons would be used against them. For an armed civilian, this claim is different. Instead of distancing Mr. Rittenhouse from or minimizing the effect of his weapon, Mr. Rittenhouse and his lawyers built their case upon it. Because he had a gun, he found himself in a situation where he needed to use it. In other words, the gun he carried was not a deterrent, but the very reason for the escalation to violence. Ms. Weinstein is entitled to her own opinion, but that doesn't mean she gets to come up with her own set of facts. And the fact is that the Rittenhouse defense wasn't based on an argument that because the teen was armed that night, he found himself in the situation where he needed to use it. Instead, it was that Rittenhouse posed no threat to anyone, never acted aggressively, and in fact tried to de-escalate the attack by Rosenbaum by running away from him. So the escalation of violence came from Rosenbaum himself, not Kyle Rittenhouse. But Weinstein doesn't stop there, nor does she call for sweeping changes to self-defense laws, even though she seems oddly troubled by the fact that those claiming self-defense still enter a courtroom with a presumption of innocence. Instead, the legal analyst has come to the conclusion that the real problem is the fact that we have a right to bear arms
at all.
And another problem for Weinstein, the New York public defenders who recently argued that the states may issue carry laws should be overturned by the Supreme Court as a violation of the Second Amendment. Weinstein calls their amicus brief in the New York State Rifle Pistol Association versus Bruin strange and disheartening, without even considering that maybe she's the one with the extreme point of view. Public defenders argue that historically permits have been issued unevenly and that still today, in many places, it's easier for whites and members of the middle class to get permits than it is for people of color and the poor. And they argue that their clients should have guns just like other Americans do. So in other words, the progressive left has met far right in describing dangerous streets and the need to be armed on them. Theirs is not a legal argument, but a political one, and it's unlikely to sway a Supreme Court focused on the text and original meaning of the Constitution, though the court may find it a useful fig leaf if it decides against New York. It is meant to shock, and it does, in its nihilism. A nihilism that echoes the far-right champions of men we have seen on trial. Instead of taking guns out of the hands of the Rittenhouses, these progressive public defenders want to level up to make guns more readily available to their clients. Their vision, if realized, would make the self-defense claims of Mr. Rittenhouse unremarkable, not only in red states, but across the country. And self-defense claims should be unremarkable, but that doesn't mean they're automatically going to lead to an acquittal. And in fact, Weinstein's reference to Travis McMichael points that out. Just because someone starts with a presumption of innocence doesn't mean they're guaranteed to be found not guilty of shooting somebody. What matters is the weight of the evidence. The audacious position taken by those New York public defenders should give pause to anyone tempted to understand and maybe even discount the defenses of both Rittenhouse and McMichael as essentially conservative arguments playing to conservative juries in conservative states. If we start to think of guns only as a problem in the hands of the other, white supremacists, the far-right criminals, we will miss the simple fact that unregulated guns escalate violence across ideological lines. Their presence tends to create a need for self-defense on both sides of the trigger. And, you know, the law doesn't actually address that. Now, what some people have been trying to do is they've been trying to take and look at Rosenbaum and say, well, what he was doing was the same thing as Ahmaud Arbery. However, Rosenbaum was chasing Rittenhouse, and Arbery was running away from McMichael. So Arbery was actually acting in self-defense. Joseph Rosenbaum was the initial aggressor. He's the one that set all this stuff off. And facts matter, unless you're Weinstein, whose lazy argument that more guns will lead to more mayhem completely ignores the fact that violent crime were on a remarkable downward trend from the early 1990s until just last year, even as the number of Americans lawfully carrying a firearm in self-defense skyrocketed to more than 20 million. And I don't actually know what NBC is paying Weinstein for her legal analysis, but whatever it is, it's way too much. If the suits at NBC were smart, they'd replace her with one of those public defenders that she's so disappointed in. But then again, this is the same network that ended up barred from the courthouse in Kenosha. So Weinstein is far from the biggest issue facing the leftist news outlet. In the meantime, of course, none of them are covering Waukesha. Nobody's covering the racist who ran down a bunch of people based upon their race in Waukesha. Nobody's, racism does exist. But when you ignore one side in favor of the other side, well, do the math. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. according to some creative minds in media and academia, there's a new politically correct term for looting. You can't call it looting anymore. Those who believe in the magical power of linguistic reform have decided that looting is a racist term. Therefore, it must be euphemistically transformed in order to be non-offensive to those who smash storefront windows and doors, run through retail establishments, and steal everything in sight. Lorenzo Boyd, a criminal justice professor at the University of New Haven, said, "Looting is a term that we typically use when people of color or urban dwellers are doing something. We tend not to use that term for other people when they do the exact same thing."
Really?
I did not know that there, Lorenzo. Martin Reynolds, co-executive director of the Robert C. Maynard Institute of Journalism Education, added, "This seems like an organized smash-and-grab robbery. This doesn't seem like looting." So once again, those who have no experience whatsoever outside a college library have found a way to minimize the plight of those who actually work for a living. Imagine if your contribution to society was to explore dictionaries and thesauruses in order to discover new ways to shield criminals from public condemnation. You could spend all your time inventing words and phrases to provide cover for the most violent and larcenous reprobates in the country. Because after all, it won't affect you because you're sitting comfortably in your office, tapping away on the keyboard, as employees of those looted stores are being assaulted and kicked to the ground. The city by the bay has been the scene of several rapacious lootings, with business losses numbering in six figures. And yet the best they can get from law enforcement is an argument over the racial connotation in the use of words. When one police chief called it looting, he was quickly chastised by some in the media and others in the constabulary. Sergeant Christian Camarillo, a San Jose police spokesman, said it should not be called looting because it's an organized robbery, you see. I'm so sure that the store owners felt relieved when they realized they had been robbed rather than looted. All of the foregoing, plus the increase in homicides and rapes and other felonies, makes it clear that our government is unable to protect us from criminals, and the criminals know this. And in the meantime, while this is common knowledge, you know, the government knows it, the criminals know it, we know it, what we get is debate on the use of words while brazen thieves are ransacking some of the most expensive stores in the country. And that's similar to General Milley saying he wants to understand white rage and teach critical race theory at our military academies while the Taliban was taking over in Afghanistan. How much of this nonsensical psychobabble can we tolerate before kissing our country goodbye? Are we obligated to repetitiously reiterate that criminals come in all colors? Does anyone think the owners of these ravaged stores don't give a rat's rear end about the skin pigmentation of the thieves? They just want to know how to stop this from happening. It's a very simple thing. If it's organized, how can anyone know or when or where the next raid will occur? In addition, when it does occur, what can be done to stop it? Leftist newscasters are making it clear that no one should be shot for stealing. That was what the Rittenhouse case was about. They tell us life is more valuable than property, and although we can generally agree with the reasoning, you might ask yourself how much we will accept before we say enough is enough. And incidentally, why would the criminally inclined stop their pursuit of valuable merchandise if the law has no power to stop them? What leftist district attorney refusing to prosecute larcenies, you know, below a certain amount? How can cops arrest a lowlife running out of a store with a handful of stolen goods? Do cops need a wholesale list and a calculator before they utter the Miranda warning? It's obvious, no matter where it is, that there aren't enough police officers to arrest thousands of looters who may decide to orchestrate a reign of terror on stores from coast to coast. Of course, not everybody has those insane laws like California does, for example. These street thugs have figured out that the odds are in their favor, so why shouldn't they enrich themselves with purloined goods? We need to bring back the days when sound reasoning rather than radical posturing was used to protect people. Like the broken window principle of law enforcement ushered in by New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and the police commissioner William Bratton in the 1990s. It stated that visible signs of crime, antisocial behavior, and social disorder create an environment that encourages more serious crimes. Also, let's keep in mind that they were referring to vandalism, loitering, public intoxication, fare evasion, etc. Just, you know, mischief, if you will. Enforcing punishments for those infractions helped to significantly reduce the crime rate in that burg of 8 million people. What we have now is way beyond broken windows. If these crimes are not stopped, we may be facing the deadliest crime wave in history. And I would love to know what euphemism they're going to use to explain that one. Love it. Should, you know, in California, this has happened before, I mean, during the L.A. riots, when they were doing all the looting, the Korean store owner said, you know what, you guys don't want to protect us, we'll protect ourselves. Now, I don't know if they had the DOJ-approved gun, you know, the handgun roster back then, but a lot of the Korean store owners got out there and defended their property. Now, do they want to say that they're not going to allow that? Now, how are they going to enforce that if they're not there to do things? If the cops aren't going to be cops, give up your guns, guys. Go home, do something else. Get a paper route. This is what happens with an unforced error when it comes to, you know, that whole idea of decriminalizing crime. That's what happens. That's exactly what happens. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News.
Three students are dead and six others are wounded after officials say a 15-year-old shooter opened fire at Oxford High School in Michigan on Tuesday. Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe said the 15-year-old shooter is in custody. A student named Aiden spoke to WXYZ.
Class was about to start, and my teacher was walking in, and we heard loud bangs, and we closed the door, locked it, barricaded, and then we heard the announcement.
A state police lieutenant said he believes this is the first active school shooter situation in Michigan in four decades. The much-anticipated trial of accused Jeffrey Epstein recruiter Ghislaine Maxwell got underway Tuesday. It marked a full day of testimony after the prosecution and defense delivered opening statements. The trial is expected to last 6 weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News. Early Omicron cases in Africa are not requiring hospitalizations.
The South African doctor at the epicenter for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was on CNN Monday night, relaying what she knows about the Omicron. Dr. Angelique Coetzee.
The public needs to understand what we currently are seeing. It's very early days, but the majority of what we are presenting to primary healthcare practitioners are extremely mild cases, so mild to moderate. So these patients... means they don't need to be hospitalized for now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Three federal appellate judges appear likely to reject Donald Trump's effort to block January 6th investigators from obtaining his White House records. It's a potential boost for lawmakers hoping to reveal the former president's actions as a handful of people made their way into the Capitol building. And prices for Christmas trees are up 20%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. The legal system worked, finally, as designed, with the Rittenhouse acquittal for shooting at four assailants. And although that happened, our society cannot move forward without, some sort of legal and public relations consequence for everybody involved. Because this case underscores an extremely dangerous practice, which dates back to the Salem witch trials, if not before, of putting people on trial to pander to lynch mobs or their equivalents. Prosecutors, especially those with the political ambitions, will latch on to socially popular issues, such as fear of witches in the 17th century, or sex crimes and racially charged controversies today. Like the Amaralt sexual abuse case ruined people's lives on the basis of, among other things, evidence involving sinister robots, magic rooms and secret rooms, none of which were ever found, and sexual abuse with a butcher knife that somehow inflicted no injuries. It was prosecuted by Scott Harshberger, a Democrat from Maryland, and Martha Coakley, a Democrat, also later lobbied to keep the Amaralts in prison. Harshberger was nonetheless elected president of the Massachusetts Association of District Attorneys and given an award by the ABA for outstanding work in juvenile justice, if that's what they call the Amaralt prosecutions. Janet Reno got police officer Grant Snowden sent to prison on spurious child abuse charges, only to have the conviction overturned. Mike Nifong, of course, lacrosse guy, he was disbarred, he was a Democrat, for his conduct in the Duke lacrosse case. Prosecutors charged a man for shooting another man who was on video reaching through the car's window to grab his steering wheel and punching during a Black Lives Matter demonstration. So if they can do this to the Rittenhouses and the Amaralts and the Grant Snowdens and the Duke lacrosse players and the guy with the car, they can do it to you and me. And that's why there needs to be social consequences for prosecutorial overreach, even if the overreach does not violate the ABA's rules of professional conduct. Now, I'm afraid that if I were to try to read the minds of, the prosecutors in the Rittenhouse case, I would be stupider for having done it. But, you know, thankfully I can't. No more than Kyle Rittenhouse could read the minds of his assailants, as Binger and Krauss apparently thought he should have done. So I can't state as a fact that they filed this case for political reasons. On the other hand, can't tell you they didn't. Because I don't have any evidence of either side. So my opinion, based upon what the way they pushed this case and the way they did things, is that it was all political. The four corners of Deputy Attorney General Angelina Gabriel's probable cause document stipulates that the three men whom Rittenhouse shot were all initial aggressors and pursued him when he attempted to retreat. So Binger and Krauss therefore walked in the courtroom with Diddley Squat, and when the judge threw out the misdemeanor gun possession charge, that was the end of Diddley. So it was very disturbing that the jury needed more than 10 minutes to similarly get rid of the Squat. Attorney's behavior must be blatantly egregious to transgress the rules of professional conduct. Although Nifong and Fina managed to step over that line. And that's why prosecutors feel free to compel people to spend their life savings to defend themselves against junk charges and maybe even destroy their lives in the process. The Amaralts were not exonerated despite a judge's serious reservations about the evidence used against them. Society can nonetheless impose nonviolent and lawful consequences on the individuals in question. And if I ever were to be sitting on a jury, hear a case in which you are a district attorney's office or a civil plaintiff or defendant, and you're represented by Binger or Krauss, I would assume right out of the starting gate that your counsel is going to lie to me. And lying includes, for the purpose of this discussion, literal truths or partial truths told with the intent to deceive. We just came through Black Friday. A lot of guns got bought. It was a very good day. Black Friday was a good day for the gun industry and American civil rights. You got Democrats back in power, and they're acting like a bunch of idiots. They're back to being the best sales team for the number one item they hate, firearms. It's hilarious to see such an anti-gun party do everything they can to make sure that everybody rushes out to buy a gun, thereby forever killing chances of shredding the Second Amendment. Democrats also pay for their anti-gun antics. We've seen it before. Right now we have economic security in doubt, lawlessness in our cities, and violent crime spiking. Why is it a shock that Americans are rushing to gun stores to procure means of protection? With the new COVID lockdown, sort of possible. It's not going to happen, but it's sort of possible. It just gives Americans yet another reason to stock up. Stephen Gutkowski of The Reload wrote about the Black Friday sales, which could be summed up with two words. Truly remarkable. On Friday alone, 687,788 checks, which led to the purchase of guns. The numbers indicate the demand for guns has not decelerated significantly since last year. We're still seeing a very strong appetite for firearm ownership in America, Mark Oliva, spokesman for the NSSF, said. Most months in 2021 have seen lower sales numbers in 2020, but they haven't dropped far, and they still occasionally outstrip 2020 demand. So this indicates the new normal for gun sales will remain well above what had been pre-pandemic. In fact, more guns were sold through September 2021 than all of 2019. Joe Bartolozzi, the president and CEO of the NSSF, said the figure of 683,000 background checks is truly remarkable. The industry struggled to keep up with the unprecedented demand seen throughout the country since March of last year. But this surge has left, you know, in the beginning, manufacturers were like, we're not going to increase production. Why should we do that? Because this is all going to die down soon. Well, it hasn't. Smith & Wesson banked the first $1 billion year for a gun maker in American history. So this is all as American as apple pie, and yet the supply chain issues might put a wrinkle in some purchases. Then there's the ammo shortage. Those first-timers, those 9 million, 10 million new gun buyers, they put a lot of pressure on the ammo market. Price of copper materials have hit a 50-year high. 9mm and 5.56, some of the most used calibers by gun owners, and you know, we might see shortages on that for another 2 years. I don't know. We'll see. We are definitely going to see. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about a city that has died. It has died. It is truly dead. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. This just in, Chris Cuomo has been suspended indefinitely by CNN for inappropriately using, helping his brother for the last 18 months of his totally corrupt governorship in the totally corrupt state of New York. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. So long, Frito. Maybe you can go hang out. I don't know who. There's got to be some other disgraced broadcasters out there. I'm sure there's plenty. Leftists in San Francisco are in denial. See, San Francisco is starting to make Detroit look like it's being gentrified. That's bad. That's real bad. The San Francisco Chronicle is constantly putting out reports, selectively parsing data to present a picture claiming there's no big crime issue in San Francisco. And at the same time, the Soros-financed district attorney, Chesa Boudin, is telling the press, not me, as the smash-and-grab lootings of retailers in the city continue with few consequences. And let me say this. I wish we could sit back and say, well, you know, if we get out there and we start trying to stop people from giving money, that would put a chill on possibly money coming to our... We know that they don't need the money, don't we? We can just look at the Steve Sweeney race in New Jersey and see how much money is necessary. And in the meantime, you got George Soros out there running the country. His own little shadow government happening because of who he's financing. And unfortunately, in these areas where he's doing it, the they're all blue. And the left, you know, the people that live there, they're all leftists too. They're just, involuntarily there, too, along for the ride. They could get out. I say involuntarily. They think they're there involuntarily. But at the same time, Chesa Boudin is telling the press, not me, as the smash-and-grab lootings of retailers in the city continue with few consequences. He said, this is not a San Francisco-specific problem. It doesn't have anything to do with local policy. This he told to KPIX, as if the problem didn't have a San Francisco pioneering nexus or that all of the affected cities happen to have district attorneys just like him. For people who think there's a problem, well, it's all in their heads. If it feels that way, then we've got work to do. We want everyone to feel safe and be safe in San Francisco, and until everybody's safe and feels safe, our work is not done. That's why I've been focused on proactive work. So now we're back to the fields, are we? You see, you're only imagining things. Chase said doesn't want you to be safe. He wants you to feel safe and never mind what actually happens. Chase's job, as he sees it, is to serve as chief therapist, not chief law enforcer, to relieve not criminals of their opportunities, but silly you of your delusions. And outside of all the parsing, San Francisco is getting boarded up. If you go look at the nice Zara store, which I don't even have those around here, it's boarded up. So they don't either. Salvatore Ferragamo, well, it's still open, but it's boarded up. The Real Real, whatever that is, boarded up. The Burberry store, very nice design house, you know, a lot of plaids there, boarded up. Hey, there's a the person taking these pictures. Let me see. What's her name? Michelle Tandler. She's a leftist. And, you know, she calls herself a moderate liberal. Has a huge string of Twitter pictures just showing how bad it's gotten around Union Square, which is San Francisco's once glittering high-end retail center. But then we get this from Kai Sparnas, whoever this is. Crime is down! Union Square, San Francisco, November 26, 2021. The Dior store is boarded up. Oh, goodness gracious. So, stores are being boarded up around the 19th century Union Square shopping area, which is mostly beautiful old buildings, some of which could actually have been seen by famous city residents like Mark Twain and William T. Sherman. And that might include the city's single Frank Lloyd Wright building just off Union Square on Maiden Lane, which houses a high-end Italian retailer on its bottom floor. And you know that both building owner and the shop itself would want to protect those contents. You know, Max Mara, Harry Winston, Louis Vuitton, Burberry, Hublot, whatever it is, Lacoste, Neiman Marcus, Yves Saint Laurent, Fendi, Ferragamo, Gucci. You know, they're all boarded up like they're being shelled on a daily basis. Imagine if you're in San Francisco looking for a little Gucci and you go there and it's all boarded up. What are you thinking then? I mean, you can't be preppy then, right? Now they look like Detroit in the 1980s. And anyone surprised that the crowds are staying away now from this dead city? Who wants to spend $1,000 for high-end retail wares in a war zone when there's nicer places you can go? Imagine what trying to sell to Black Friday customers must have been like for the Louis Vuitton shop, which got mass bum-rushed and looted on November 19th, just before its anticipated Black Friday haul. Who would go there? And even if they went, what have they got to sell? It's not like you get those on a truckload on a daily basis. I mean, I can only imagine. It's not just the ambience either. It's bona fide fears of violence. During a mass looting event in next door Oakland, a former San Francisco police officer who is working security at a store was shot dead by a looter over the weekend. The mass looting in San Francisco on November 19th and the few arrests that followed yielded 2 firearms recovered by police from the 5 arrested. That's 40% who were armed, and these were the slow, underachieving looters who actually got caught. Faster ones got away. City's police chief said the police were confronting armed individuals in these lootings. The Chiron, of course, called the whole thing a wild weekend, omitting only the next expected words of fun. So there's no significant plan for stopping these organized lootings. The city's plan thus far has been prophylactic measures unrelated to the root cause of the crime spree. They've closed the square to car traffic as if the cars were the problem, given that the looters like to come in car caravans and block off some roads from cops to permit their own escape. In San Francisco, arrests for those mass lootings can be counted on one hand, with even the less bad San Francisco Examiner getting called out for padding the numbers in corrected stories. Gavin Newsom, who's no stranger to San Francisco's retail scene, because he ran some fancy restaurants there before his political career, has redirected the California Highway Patrol to act as mall cops in the various shopping places that have been affected by mass lootings. And again, that's a band-aid measure. The root of the problem is that district attorneys like Chase Bodine, who constantly let looters off to advance their Soros chaos agenda, have let the city go lawless. So, they yak about more prosecution percentages, but they fail to note that crimes are no longer being reported and police are no longer scooping up criminals off the streets. Why waste the time? The stats are fictitious, according to Ms. Tandler. Nobody reports. People are hunkering down. And pictures don't lie. Deserted, boarded up stores. Nobody feels safe there anymore. And there's no insight, end in sight to that. So the boarded up shops are likely to continue as long as Bodine is on the job, which will be until June at the earliest, assuming the voters wake up and recall him. And San Francisco gets to adjust to the new normal. And Walgreens has been leading the way in pulling up stakes and taking off. Imagine what's about to happen now. Soon there'll be a Louis Vuitton desert in what used to be San Francisco. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.